dinars. Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Welcome, Doug McBurney.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Good to be here.
Thank you, sir. What are we talking about today?
Well, we got a bunch of stuff. We got flying cars.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And then we got some...
I'm into flying cars.
Yeah, flying cars have always been a popular subject.
That would be great.
We've got some plane crashes to talk about.
In Russia?
Well, and some others
that
we're going to get to.
All right.
And then we're going to do a little bit of politics because I've been traveling and I've got to find out about what you think about John Kerry and Governor McGreevy and the Swift boats and all that stuff.
Okay, all right.
There's a lot of stuff.
That all sounds good. But first, I want to tell people about Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a neat school. Doug, Cheryl and I have sent our kids there for I can't count how many years.
Yeah.
On and off, starting from 15 years ago or so. And they've got over 100 on staff, Christ-centered, top academics, affordable, and all of this for your kids ages 2.5 years to 12th grade. Call Maranatha Christian Center at 303-431-5653. That's Maranatha, 431-5653. All right, so Doug.
Well, just before we start on that, does Maranatha, I know they're a great school. I've heard great things about them.
Yeah.
Do they present evolution as a viable alternative in a fair and balanced light?
They teach their science teacher, who's a really neat guy. In fact, he debated with me. He and I debated the age of the earth downtown Denver in February. Don Daly. And they teach kids that the theory of evolution is flawed, and they give them the scientific evidence so that the kids could see that creation is true and evolution is false.
All right.
It's really neat.
I love that.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah. All right. Flying cars.
Okay.
Now, I've been saying for years that someone dropped the ball on flying cars.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line back in the 60s or 70s.
It would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be great. Well, I see a headline.
Is it coming?
Well, I saw the headline on AP this morning. I got all excited. Flying cars. I see the headline. Apparently, Boeing and NASA are working on a workable, flyable car that would fly a couple hundred miles, and then you could still drive it 15 or 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that it's probably decades away. Decades.
Right. And that's without lowering the drinking age. Right?
So by the time the flying car comes out, I'll be one of those old annoying guys driving around too slow, you know, and
getting
I won't
buzzed
even
buzzed by right. young drivers overhead.
Right, they'll be buzzing me. I'm going to be looking up thinking what happened?
Well,
was my flying
and
car?
And you know, our idea here at Bob and Your Live, we like to offer solutions for all of life's big problems.
Yeah.
And for transportation, one neat idea, if we say it enough on the air, eventually some industry mogul will pick up on it.
All right.
But it's high-speed rail.
Rail, Bob, nobody's going to ride the train. This is America.
High-speed rail from the suburbs to the inner cities in between cities, like Chicago to Denver. But it's high-speed rail that you drive your own car onto.
Oh.
So you drive onto the high-speed rail. And so whether you're going from Littleton to downtown Denver or up to Boulder, or if you're going to L.A. or Las Vegas to visit Mike Thiemann.
Yeah.
You drive on to high-speed rail. It's programmed in your destination. You don't even have to drive until it's time to exit.
So real cruise control. You can literally – that's cruise control.
Well,
you can read a book.
Complete cruise control.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
That's brilliant.
Isn't that neat?
Surely that could be done. We just need to build a small one somewhere.
Mm, yeah.
And that would just take a few million. Just a few million is all it would take. You know, it wouldn't take billions.
Yeah.
A few million dollars. We build a working one, and let's go to the phones.
All right. Your phones are ready.
Yeah. Line 2, Brent in Indiana. Speak your mind.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi, Brent. You're on with Bob Enyart and Doug McBurney. We're doing great.
I just wanted to call and thank you guys for the great work that you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
I've been on the monthly tape series, Bible study series.
Yeah.
And we're passing it around at work, and the guys keep bugging me to get done with one so they can have it.
Wow, that's so exciting, Brent. The the Bob and Your Live, the monthly Bible study album, people subscribe. It's $32.95 a month, and every month we mail them a complete study, a Bible study, whether it's on a book in the Bible, like Romans or the Gospel of John, Genesis, Exodus, and on topics like predestination and free will.
How not to be nicer than God.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Isn't that a neat study? So, Brent, hey, this is encouraging. So the guys at work, you pass it around, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they're really enjoying them, and I just want to tell you, keep up the good work. We love it.
All right, thank you so much. God bless you.
What a neat... just so you know, Bob, I have got a 17-hour drive down to Houston.
Oh.
And so before I leave the studio today, I'm going to scavenge as many CDs of any of your material as I possibly can.
Well, Doug, anything you want, it's yours.
Well, I'm gonna be scavenging.
After how many years have you helped us here, Bubba?
Well, a little while, but I've been saving my acts. I got two acts. Your Bible study and the Book of Acts.
Yeah, they'll be fun.
Book of Acts is a great book.
And you know how we're doing our CDs now? They're called enhanced mode.
Yeah.
And it's so neat because you pop it in any CD player and it'll play.
Right.
And let's say somebody gets the best of Bob, the 8 best shows of the month, automatically every month. The 2 best shows play automatically. And then there's a message that says, if you'd like to hear more, if you're enjoying this, pop it in an MP3 player, a DVD, a computer, and hear the rest on MP3.
Yeah.
That way people could share that with a friend at work, a neighbor, a relative, and just say, here, check out this CD.
Yeah.
And if they like it, they're going to get a lot. On that one CD.
You can get a ton of MP3s on there.
Yeah, we do the same thing with our Bible study albums. Oh. It's really cool.
All right, well, I got to go out and get one of those new CD players for my truck that has the CD and MP3.
And MP3.
That's the way to go.
Then it'll
That's the wave of the future.
All right, so flying cars.
Along with the flying cars,
MP3
which we're not going to get until most of us in this room will be either dead or too old to drive safely.
Right.
By the time they come out with those. So forget that one.
Well, we'll have good ones in heaven, good cars in heaven.
There you go.
Yeah.
Flying cars in heaven.
Okay, so what else is
all right, now we want to move. This is a little more serious story, but the plane crashes in Russia. I heard about them a couple, three days ago. Two planes crashed within 20 minutes of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Russian authorities, at least one of the two plane crashes that killed some 90 people was the result of a terrorist attack. They found traces of explosive material in the wreckage.
Yeah. Do you remember what they said as soon as the crashes were reported?
The initial report said that there was no evidence of terrorism. Yeah. No evidence
now,
of terrorism.
That's a bit bizarre. When two planes crash at the same time, that is evidence of terrorism. Right there.
One would think in the post-September 11th world that your first instinct would say,
right,
this is terrorism.
And I guess there must be something to not – wanting to panic people.
Yeah.
But I don't know that people panic like all over a nation or the world when there's a terrorist attack. Mm-hmm. But there might be something to not panicking people, but there's something else to credibility.
Yeah, there is.
And to say, you know, if the government would come on and say two planes crashed at the same time, which is certainly indicative of a terrorist attack, but we're going to investigate.
That's the way to present it.
Wouldn't that be honest, straightforward?
It may have to do with the financial markets, because if you announce something if you say that it might have been terrorism, you could see.
Yeah, but investors are at least as smart as those of us at Bob and Your Live. When two planes crash at once,
they already know.
They say that's terrorism, and then a Russian official comes on and says it's not terrorism.
Yet. Well,
it is sadly 90 people have been killed, and. Two Chechen women.
Apparently, there were two women with Chechen names whose families did not inquire after them. There was one woman on each plane.
So 90 people are dead.
Yeah.
88 passengers and crew. The families are devastated.
Yeah.
They contact the airlines. How do they get the remains, the burial, the effects? The two women.
Nobody calls.
Nobody cares. Their parents. They already said goodbye.
That's right. They got the video at home. They wrapped her in her little jihad hat, and off she went.
Yeah. So anyway, Muslim.
So what's up with
terrorism?
What's up with the Muslims? Why do they feel that they have to attack everyone in every direction? All at this, they're attacking everyone.
Yeah, it's similar to what Hitler did. You know, when people are obsessed and just completely beyond reality, they tend to be their own demise. And Hitler was destroyed more quickly because he was insane, practically.
Right. He attacked.
And the same thing with these Islamic terrorists, they're attacking everyone.
Yeah.
And when you attack everyone, you're pretty much setting it up that you're going to lose. And they're losing big time.
Yeah.
You know, they keep losing governments and countries.
Yeah. Well, we're doing so. Well in holding the line and,
yeah.
and certainly pushing back the line. You know, if they really get the Russians upset, and the Russians have really had their hands tied in the Chechen situation. They've been nicer than Russians typically are in situations like this because they're trying to be friendly to the West, and
right.
they don't want to scare us or offend us by wiping out Chechnya like mm-hmm. they would have done 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But if this continues, you know, the Russians won't be nearly as politically correct with Islamic terrorists
as we are. Well, yeah, think about, you know, they've Islamic terrorists have attacked us, America.
Right.
They attacked France.
They did attack France.
And France immediately surrendered.
If I'm not mistaken, they instituted Sharia law.
That's what France does. But they attacked Indonesia. They attack Israel constantly.
Yes.
The Australians, remember the
Bali
nightclubs? Pakistan,
right.
Right. And threats to the rest of Egypt,
South Korea,
Germany.
They cut off the South Korean guy's head.
Oh, yeah. And they...
South Koreans are tough. You don't want to mess with South Korea.
All right. So
they've attacked.
So anyway,
and now Russia even more.
Yeah. Right. So their demise, Islamic terrorism, it's come to a head. It's been predicted by conservative Christians for some years in their books, you know. Hey, Dave Kinzel. Good to see Dave Kinzel's in the studio audience.
Hey, Dave.
He's a well-known Denver media guy,
media
musician.
Mogul. Yeah.
Yeah, good to have him here. But anyway, a lot of people panic. But when the Muslim world cannot defeat the West, they just can't.
No.
And so they're going to lose, and it will continue to be ugly.
But they're just going to try to hurt as many people and cause as much bloodshed and misery as they can.
Well, Al-Sadr in Iraq, he was rescued.
Rescued by a guy who
Sistani.
Could barely sit up. Sistani. Didn't he just get out of the hospital? He had like a liver transplant or something?
Yeah, and most likely Al-Sadr put out the word that he wanted Sistani to come because, you know, things were getting – he was getting squeezed.
Yeah. Now, do you think Sadr's someone that the new Iraqi regime – do you think he's someone that they should be willing to negotiate with?
Well, they should try to kill him somehow.
Right. But, I mean,
but
should they be willing to
no.
offer him a part in the new government?
No, of course not.
No.
He should have been killed.
But in the Eastern—
But there's not a stomach for justice and righteousness in the world.
No, there's not.
Right? God said, do not profane me by keeping people alive who should not live.
Right.
So you have a murderer who should be killed. Not,
well, has he committed terrorism against civilians? I think he has.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And he's blown up some police stations.
Yeah, he's,
and, yeah.
Yeah,
so
he's wanted
not,
for
he's
murder.
Not,
and
he's
also,
not fighting a guerrilla military war. He's fighting a terrorist war.
They,
just like,
they've killed way more Iraqi civilians than American soldiers. And even the killing of American soldiers is murder because it's a just war. Because they were part of a genocidal madman's
That's a good point.
Government.
That's a good point.
Yeah. When you kill soldiers in a war, if you're on the wrong side, it's murder.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's I didn't know. I couldn't recall what exactly he had done. I just can't comprehend why we haven't flattened that mosque. I just, it blows my mind. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I
and,
guess hey, we don't want to offend Muslims.
But the Arabs will destroy the mosque.
Sure.
They'll destroy any mosque
That's
when they're
it.
Fighting between themselves.
Yeah.
We show more respect for Arab people, for Muslims, for their own holy sites,
right.
which are not holy. They're profane.
Yeah, they're profane.
Before God.
Right.
But we show more respect for them than they do of themselves.
Yeah.
By any stretch, America does.
Does that make us better people?
Well,
it makes us more civilized.
Yeah.
It makes us more civilized.
Well, if Yeah, right.
You know, although it makes us look soft and idiotic sometimes,
yeah,
it
and,
does make us
You know, to
serious.
Whom much is given, much is required. So we, our country, more than any other country, was founded on the gospel in the history of the world. And so we knew the most and we're responsible for a lot. And in that light, we're really blowing it in big ways. We had a caller last night, yesterday, saying what we guessed that they've got homosexual activists
in
Iraq.
Oh, I heard that call yesterday.
Right?
Yeah.
Pat from Denver.
Yeah, they're on the march. They're going to have a gay pride parade in Baghdad within the year.
Undoubtedly. They had one in Turkey in the capital in Ankara when we were there.
Well, that's disturbing.
Homosexuals marching in a Muslim country.
Wow.
It's legal. Because the you, they want to be part of the
they
you.
Be, so, yeah, the first thing you got to do is let the homos pour out of the closet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Okay. All right, so what else is
yeah,
in
Yeah, I don't
want
to get. So that's the one plane crash story, the Russian plane crash story, and we've got some facts on that. But there are some rumors about another plane crash.
Yeah.
You'll remember Long Island, November 12, 2001, shortly after the September 11th attacks.
Oh, yeah.
An airliner, Flight 587, crashed on Long Island in flames and fire. Well, a captured Al-Qaeda operative has told Canadian intelligence investigators that a Montreal man who trained in Afghanistan was responsible for the crash, and he claims that he conducted a suicide mission with a small bomb similar to the one used by convicted shoe bomber Richard Reed.
Mm.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Richard Reed, who was he had a shoe bomb, trying to blow it up on a plane at altitude, way up 30,000 feet.
Well, even when that plane crashed, of course, everyone was thinking, is this terrorism?
That's what I thought.
And we can't believe this guy on his word.
No, he might be trying to save his own skin or just...
Yeah, you know, or just
he could
anything.
Say anything.
When you're in jail, you'll say anything.
You'll say anything to get some extra cigarettes.
Yeah, it's very hard to give credibility to people in jail. But it could be, and even with that... no evidence of a terrorist attack.
That was the first thing out. There's no evidence of terror.
I mean, before there was any possible investigation.
But the flames were still burning.
Yeah, and a plane comes apart in midair. That's not normal. That doesn't normally happen.
Doesn't happen.
No.
Although it has happened twice in the greater New York area in the past 6 or 7 years.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird that two planes have come apart and there's no evidence of terrorism.
Yeah.
Now, when the...
So, you know.
When the two planes hit the towers, there was nothing you could say about that. It was obviously terrorism.
Well,
but maybe they just don't want to cause.
Maybe there was no evidence until we do the investigation.
Until we investigate to find out.
Obviously, yeah. When things happen, the crimes themselves or the tragedies themselves are evidence.
Right.
Something happened.
So, yeah, evidence that something was going on.
Yeah,
but I think it's okay for the government.
Wasn't
not
there a
to...
Muslim guy who slit the throat of a? Of a driver
of a bus,
a Greyhound bus.
That was in
the week
01.
After September 11th or so,
and the bus crashed. Several
the bus
people
crashed.
Were killed.
Yeah, and immediately he said, "There's no evidence of a terrorist attack." Remember the guy at the LL ticket counter in LAX?
Yeah, Mohammed, I think his name was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah. He goes up. He's a Muslim.
Right.
Arab.
Yeah.
He hates the Jews. After 9/11, he goes into the LA airport, goes to the Jewish ticket counter,
right,
and starts killing people.
That's right.
And so, thankfully, a Jewish security guard at LL is armed, of course.
Shot and killed the guy.
Because they have more than one brain cell function.
They have a reality. They're in touch with reality.
And so they shot and killed that guy.
That's right.
But immediately, our government said no evidence of a terrorist attack.
Right. There's no evidence that he was a member of Al-Qaeda. We didn't find an Al-Qaeda card on his body.
Right. He's obviously a sympathizer. I mean, his neighbors said, you know, one of his neighbors put out an American flag, and this guy hated the fact that an American flag was being displayed. So what do you have to be a member?
I don't know. I guess they have like a tattoo that they all have or a card maybe that says I'm a member of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. I mean, if there was a racist attack, if somebody had never gone to a KKK meeting, does that mean it's not a racist attack? Yeah. Of course not.
No.
It's just bizarre.
Really
anyway.
Bizarre.
Anyway.
So we don't know what happened with Flight 587. We don't know what happened really with Flight TWA-800. But as of yet, there's no evidence that they're terrorists related.
Right.
Okay. And that's all we can say. Now, speaking of bizarre, I mentioned to you that I've been traveling. Do we have time to take a 1-800-836-9278 if you want to call and participate in the program? 1-800-836-9278 if you want to do your best to become a part of the Best of Bob.
All right. Okay. So,
but I want to know about the Swift Boat veterans. I've been traveling. I haven't been able to hear the show much. I've missed some, and I want to know what is your take on number one, will John Kerry, will this cost him the election?
Hmm.
And I know you don't do politics a lot, but.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't make that prediction. If I were to bet, I would think Bush will win.
Yeah.
But, you know, look at all the conservatives that were saying, that's it, Clinton, there, he's out of it. Look at Jennifer Flowers. Look at this. Look at that.
I was one of those.
There's no way he's done. He's finished. And then 4 years later, he's out. There's no way he can win.
No way he can survive.
It's over. Yeah. And he wins again.
I was one of those, too.
So anyway, it's politics is absurd. And it's hard to make predictions. It's just guessing. But I'd rather talk about the substance of the accusations. It's obviously, Kerry cannot consider that he served with honor. Like, I don't know, somebody said he served with
honor. I think it was George Bush said I respect his service, and no, I don't think he lied.
Right, and that he served with honor.
The
guy said that he himself was a war criminal.
I participated in such atrocities.
Right.
Those are his exact words.
I mean, if you're a war criminal, is that serving with honor? Not only that, he smeared all American...
Every veteran who served in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Basically.
The whole military involved in trying to free a country of communist... basically keep them free from communist tyranny.
Right.
And enslavement. And because of John Kerry and his lies and his... extraordinary exaggerations, millions of Vietnamese have suffered.
Right, right.
And the boat people, the liberals thought, well, there are no boat people. Huh. How could there be boat people? Who are they running away from?
Yeah.
The wonderful, nice, loving communists who want to share everything with them?
Right.
So anyway, John Kerry is basically guilty of treason. At time of war.
Amen, brother. Treason.
Yeah. At time of war, he was giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
And not only did he give aid and comfort to the enemy, that ultimately led to the brutal murder of millions. Millions of people died that wouldn't have died because we left Vietnam. Yeah. Millions of people in Cambodia and Vietnam were slaughtered.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
As a veteran, I just can't believe that this guy could ever be elected. He'll never get
past
this.
Well, hopefully not. But most Americans don't know history
and
don't care if you point it out.
And he does have good hair. I mean, we've got to admit that. He's got good hair, and that's about all it takes. Let's go to the phones. Kit in Thornton, Colorado. Speak your mind.
Hello, Kit.
I didn't hit the button.
Kit,
I'll try again.
Go ahead. Let's do it again.
Kit in Thornton.
No, we don't. There we go. Go ahead, Kit. Kit, you're on now.
Bob, did you happen to see the article in Tuesday's paper about the car accident in Omaha?
No, tell me about it.
I can read it briefly here. Two vehicle crash Monday sent four people to the hospital for exposure to hazardous waste and summoned the FBI and Joint Terrorism Task Force to investigate.
Oh, wow. So something in one of the vehicles had a chemical?
Right. The driver has got this 47-letter Middle East name here. I'm not even trying to pronounce
Muhammad,
it.
Muhammad Abdul Khalil Muhammad.
He offered the other driver money not to report the accident. When the other driver called the police, this guy began eating a powdery substance and became violently ill.
Oh, man.
Okay, Kit, we want to stop right now and point out that there's no evidence that any of this is linked to any type of terrorist or terrorist organization.
That's correct.
Yeah, so, and of course, we don't know. I mean, he could be smuggling cocaine.
Yeah, he could be smuggling.
Right, but anyway, that's interesting, Kit. So no follow-up story. I had missed that.
No, the guy became violently ill.
Yeah.
Both drivers, police officer and firefighter, were taken to the medical center.
Thank you very much for letting us know.
And the substance is identified as cyanuric chloride, commonly used in herbicides.
Huh.
But the FBI spokesman says the agency does not suspect the substance was intended for terrorist activities.
No, because normally people who use that stuff, when they get in an accident, they quickly try to ingest it.
Yeah, right.
It says on the packaging, if you're in an accident, eat.
Eat this. It kills bugs. All right, Kit, thanks so much
Thank you,
for the
Kit.
Call.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Know, Bob,
God bless you.
We do have to admit, though, that the FBI would... I mean, their initial suspicion would have to lean more toward meth lab than terrorists.
Yeah, right.
Out here in the West.
But, you know, and it might be that they tried to keep the story quiet so their investigation will be more effective.
And that's one, like I was going to say about the government lying, or not lying, but concealing evidence when they know something's happened. That could be part of trying to catch who did it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, right. You know, but.
But, you know, when things are done and they're open and they're so obvious, it just seems like truthfulness will help, because definitely people, the government has a credibility problem. And when it's stating obvious lies, like Karl Rove was on O'Reilly.
Yeah.
You know, and he's
two peas in a pod.
He's
right
George
there.
W. Bush's main man.
Yeah.
Right?
Genius, right.
And so Karl Rove says to – oh, no, it wasn't O'Reilly. It was Britt Hume.
Oh.
And he says to Britt Hume, he says, you know, with there might be a lot of protesters in New York at our convention, but we believe that most of the media is fair, and they'll and Britt Hume said, are you serious? And Karl Rove said, well, not really. I'm just trying to compliment you. But, I mean, that's the kind of just a lie that's so common from the Republicans, from the Democrats. There's hardly any difference when it comes to that. It's just a lack of credibility.
And when George Orwell wrote 1984, he put forward the idea that people would constantly speak lies and everyone would know it was lies, but that it would be accepted as the truth. Mm. Or not even accepted as the truth, but mm-hmm. just accepted and tolerated. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are, the politicians and the media.
Right.
It's all – they just continuously lie,
mm-hmm.
and it's like newspeak.
Yeah. His Animal Farm was good, too.
Relatively fair. I haven't read that.
Oh, Animal Farm is funny.
I've got to
read. The pigs took over.
Yeah. Some animals are more equal than others.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So what's the last story?
Abortion has hit a record high in England. 181,000. 17.5 abortions per 1,000 women in the demographic, 15 to 44, the childbearing mm-hmm. demographic. 17 per 1,000.
Wow.
That's astonishing.
Is that more than live births?
Well,
it may be.
I don't know. That wasn't a part of the story.
It's been the case, like, in America among different demographics. Like, young black women, more abortions than live births, for example.
And so I went to a Muslim website.
And there are racist liberals who like that.
Of course.
Right.
Yes. Now, the Muslims, this is why they're out of control. They don't need terrorism. The size of a typical Muslim family is 6, mm-hmm. okay? And it's estimated that the Muslim population in Europe is expanding at the rate of 2% per year, which means it'll double in 30 years or so.
Yeah, yeah.
So why blow up buildings? They'll be able to take over democratically eventually.
And Russia, Europeans, you know, there's been this thing against marriage, against family.
Children,
a hatred of children. If you have more than one child, liberals look at you sideways.
Yeah.
I mean, they get angry.
Sure.
We have 7 boys and we enjoy it.
People think you're insane and they give you dirty looks.
And people say, well, I'm glad it's not me. And we say, so are the kids. So, hey, Doug, the banquet,
yeah,
Colorado Right to Life.
Yeah, Colorado Right to Life. I'm going to be there.
You are? September 18th, yeah. Saturday night. And anybody who calls us up to order a ticket, it's $50 a seat. Gianna Jessen will be speaking. She survived an abortion 30 years ago, third trimester abortion. She's extraordinary. Dan Kaplis, Master of Ceremonies from Channel 4, KOA. He's neat. He's fun. And if you get your ticket from Bob and Yurt Live, if you'd like, we'll give you $50 a credit to $50 of our Bible teaching materials, videos, evolution, creation.
And just also, Bob Enyart will be there. So, you know, that's one good reason to come on down.
Well, that'll be fun. You can sit at our table, sit with Ken and Joe Scott.
Yeah, Ken and Joe will be there.
Denver Bible Church, Bob Enyart Live. We're going to have a great time. So our phone number is 1-800-8-ENYART. You could call that number right after the show or anytime. If you don't get somebody in the office, leave a message. But 800-8-ENYART, that's 1-800-836-9278.
So they get a table for $50 and they get $50 worth of material.
Yeah, they get their ticket for a seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they get to join us at the Colorado Right to Life Banquet in Lakewood at 6th and Sims there, Union. Yeah. And so we're going to have a great time coming out. Join folks at Denver Bible Church and Bob and Yurt Live. Get your ticket from us, 800-8-ENYART, and we'll see you there.